Celebrating with traditions. Here's the events. In Jamun and surroundings, there is no month and no village without a carefree day of celebration. Some festivals are linked to some ancient village customs, others to the devotion of some saint. Some are organized on the occasion of some market or some gathering. And it would be difficult to remember them all. However, we stop at those that, in recent times, have become traditional, winning the hearts of many visitors for the generous commitment of the organizers, for the charm of the locations, and, above all, for the originality and goodness of the proposals. Let's start by following the calendar of the summer season, overflowing a little in the fall and also recovering some extraterritoriality. Andar per roccoli in Montenars. Do you know a Greek temple? That is, the roccoli, bird snares, are the temples of Montenars, built with patience and competence by impromptu architects who have known how to domesticate the horn beams to make them take forms that allow the application of special nets suitable for the capture of birds. There were great traps that over the years and in the past centuries have assured the families of the village with food and economic support in the autumn. Outlawed hunting with nets, the Waters Eco Museum, the municipality of Montenars, and the owners are today committed to their conversion into naturalistic observatories, while saving their strength of distinctive elements of the foothill landscape. The charm of these vegetal architectures and their ancient history have suggested the Andar per Roccoli initiative, which has become a festival that is an opportunity to discover, at the end of spring, a naturalistic landscape that has no equal in the region, but also to enjoy in every roccolo, in genuine cheerfulness, the typical local dishes. The fish of Somplago. An event not to be missed is the Somplago Fish Festival in Cavazzo Carnico, which is renewed at the beginning of July, a unique opportunity to taste the fresh catch of Friuli, to which are added typical Adriatic fish dishes in an atmosphere cheerful and convivial, that in the evenings becomes a romantic event. The festival, organized by the Proloco of Somplago and Mena, takes place on the shore of the Cavazzo Lake, near the hydroelectric power plant of Somplago, for the occasion open to visitors. This is a very special opportunity to admire the largest regional hydroelectric plant, whose engine room is inserted in a spectacular cave embellished by an extraordinary history of Friuli, frescoed on the wide wall by the artist Walter Resentera in 1958. Tempus est jocundum. In the splendid seasons of the 14th century, the heralds of Gemona proclaimed in every corner of Friuli that it was time to stop and celebrate. Tempus est jocundum, they said, and in this city full of merchants and bankers, artists and charlatans, pilgrims and artisans, ladies and noblemen, prelates and swordsmen, Bible thumper and scoundrels, prostitutes and simpletons, crowds of people came from everywhere to spend some unforgettable days in carefree joy. For a singular spell, those times return every year in midsummer, recreating the inspiration of Proglemona and animated by crafty but tireless villagers. If you stop, you can also enjoy every moment of these 5 days of celebration, from the huge courses of local dishes to the refined tastings of fine wines, from tavern games to the traditional palio del Niederlech, from the human checkers to the fireworks and to duels, to finally admire the flower of the local maidens and witness the proclamation of the lady of the castle, to whom the keys of the 7 city gates will be entrusted for a year. Raspberries and blueberries of Avazinis. Before the August holidays, Avazinis has been organizing for years the Festa del Lampone e del Mirtillo, literally, Raspberry and Blueberry Festival. These fruits are gathered on the slopes of the nearby mountains and have always been used in the country for delicious snacks, fresh drinks, rich jams, and for healthy and cosmetic uses. These exceptional natural qualities are shared with the participants in the event, each year more numerous, to which the Proloco of Avazzini's guarantees not only fresh and preserved raspberries and blueberries, but also excellent food courts based on traditional gastronomic excellence enlivened by the performances of traveling musicians. The overall offer is made even more interesting by the commemoration of the life of the past with the Fair of the Village Ancient Crafts. Finally, a fact not to be forgotten. We know for sure that Gabriele D'Annunzio, the great fate, greatly appreciated by the Avazzini's raspberry elixir, finding inspiration for the poetic vein and new ideas for his seductive energies. Fireworks on the lake. The splendid nighttime setting of the Cavazzo Lake welcomes every year, on the 14th of August, a suggestive fireworks display that attracts a large audience from all over the region. An event awaited by many photography enthusiasts who can capture the wonderful play of light and color that the fires create on the surface of the lake. Chestnuts of Montenars. Chestnut lovers animate every year the Festa delle Buone Morette of Montenars that the Proloco organizes in collaboration with the municipal administration to enhance this typical product of the local woods. In addition to chestnuts, offered in a thousand ways according to tasty recipes of the past, in the well-stocked kiosks you find games, polenta with frico, the tasty dish made with cooked cheese, and other delicious food. Do not miss the craft market, where the artisans are those who create beautiful masks by carving wood with chisels and gouges. During the event, walks are organized, guided by experts, both to collect chestnuts and to get to know the various paths of the nearby woods. Weather permitting, the festival is completed by a non-competitive walk through the most characteristic places and by paragliding flight performances. The Pumpkin Festival in Vinzone. As the date of the cathedral's inauguration approached, the citizens of Vinzone commissioned a goldsmith to make a large golden sphere and place it on the bell tower spire. The goldsmith mounted the shining sphere and went towards evening to collect the agreed. He was told that the next day he would be given only a third of what was agreed, but he had not accepted. He could take back the sphere. Municipality officials knew well that the scaffolding would be dismantled early in the morning. The goldsmith did not lose heart, and having found a large pumpkin, gilded it by candlelight, and at dawn, before Vinzone woke up, he placed the pumpkin instead of the golden sphere. Later, complaining, he went to get the money, and then he quickly ran away with the sphere well hidden among his tools. A few days later, the sphere had become a monstrous bean that soon crashed miserably to the ground, showing the yellow pulp and the pale seeds of a pumpkin. The chronicles say that the citizens of Vinzone were long derided by their neighbors, who immediately called them zucconi, from zucca, pumpkin, literally dumbs, but did not lose heart. In fact, they did the right thing and invented the Pumpkin Festival, which attracted hundreds of participants over the centuries. And the malevolent neighbors were humiliated. With the same spirit, Vinzone proposes every year in mid-autumn, in an effervescent medieval frame curated by the Proloco, the great festival where the pumpkin is the queen, at the table with the most tasty and creative dishes. Among children, with games and works and pumpkin cakes. In the race for the weight record and for the most beautiful one, in art, for the best decorated pumpkin. Gemona, cheese and surroundings. To promote and enhance the experience of local rotating dairies. This is the objective of the tasty event Gemona, cheese and surroundings, organized by the Proglimona and the hamlets of Gemona, which takes place in conjunction with a Thanksgiving Day promoted by the Coldiretti. Over the years, the initiative, thanks also to the collaboration with the Gemona and Surroundings Waters Eco Museum, the Slow Food and the Breeders Association of Friuli Venezia Giulia, has considerably expanded, becoming a real exhibition market of dairy products and other food delicacies from many Italian regions, with great curiosity and satisfaction of the visitors, obviously. In addition to this exciting food and wine event, there are several other initiatives, such as the Regional Dairy Cattle Exhibition, the Raw Milk Cheese Competition, thematic exhibitions and conferences, cooking shows, tastings, and guided tours. Purcit in Staiare, in Artegna. The choice of cuts, salting, and dosing of spices, perfect bagging, and other meticulous precautions were part of the ancient rite for processing meat, from pigs bred with care in domestic farmyards. The priest of the solemn liturgy was the purcitar, the master pork butcher, who was often called to work even beyond the borders of the villages, and sometimes, up until the Great War, also in the Danube regions. With the help of the entire family, but children were kept apart during the bloody stages of slaughter, and working from dawn to dusk, the butcher transformed the meat into salami, cotechino, sausages, hams, bacon. Precious supplies that, thanks to his skill, could brighten the table throughout the winter and beyond. Even the women of the house were busy. They were entrusted with the delicate task of cooking a good part of the lard to make it as a condiment. Purcit in Staiare is the pork festival, programmed close to the St. Andrew's Festival on 30th of November, where still today the local pork butchers who guarantee products of the highest level obtained according to ancient recipes handed down from generation to generation, with the meat of pigs raised here with the same care of the past. And you can discover or rediscover dishes of true gastronomic excellence, from the fegatello, the liver, to the coratella, the offal, to the sanguinale, to name just a few, that the standardization push of our times has led us to abandon. Conscripts Festival. In Trasagis, in the hamlet of Alesso, on the New Year's Eve, the main square and streets covered with Savoy cabbage, visha, wild turnip tops, and original historical flags are the setting for this highly original festival that has been repeated for over 150 years. A show of dances in traditional costume and parades of decorated floats, where young people greet the new year in a particular historical fusion of ancient rites of initiation into adulthood with the duties derived from the institution of compulsory military service.